Well, we got some beautiful animals. These right here were brought in. You can't really see them. They're three puppies. They were brought in today by a county resident, and they're three puppies that were just abandoned outside on the road. Isn't that terrible?
Sean Smith, executive director of the Humane Society of Yuma, does his job in a small space. He has little more space than the animals he cares for. Neither the 35 staff members and many volunteers nor the homeless animals have much space.
By and large, these animals are stray animals that were found by the animal control officers. They're brought in, they're never reclaimed, and here we adopt all we can, we rescue all we can, but unfortunately we have to euthanize as well. But, I mean, you can see, you're witnessing that we're full. Come tomorrow, we'll be full. Come the next day, we will be full. And obviously, as they bring more animals in, if I can't adopt them out, I euthanize. It's a tragedy.
Smith says the Humane Society has to euthanize more than 200 animals each month. He wants to reduce that number when they move to their new location. HSOY plans to trade their cramped 9,000 square feet at their current location for its new 25,000 square foot shelter and clinic. The larger space will improve the living conditions for the animals and the working conditions for the humans.
It's a world of difference. It really is. And one of the biggest issues that we have is just the air exchange, the poor air quality. You know, you're in that confined area. The air circulation's not good. And so in the new shelter, the standards are 12 fresh air exchanges per hour. So we'll have that at the new shelter. So, you know, like in your house, you have the air conditioning system, and or your car, it recirculates that air to make sure it's cold. Well, in the new shelter, it's 100% fresh air that's circulated into the new shelter, and it'll be, you know, temperature controlled as well, either if we need it to be hot or need it to be cold. But that is one of the biggest issues that we have, is that an upper respiratory infection, which is passed, it can be passed nose to nose or through water, but it can also, it's an airborne transmission as well. So that will be greatly, if not totally, eliminated. And then the kennel, each kennel here has, well, yeah, the kennels here have a what's called a trough drain system. So as we disinfect one area, it washes down to the and runs the entire length of the kennel, whereas the new shelter has individual drains. So it really isolates the bacteria, the germs, and it'll also, I mean, obviously decrease exponentially the disease component of the of sheltering our animals.
That will prevent animals from having to be put down. For other animals, aggressive dogs that bite, and sick animals that must be kept away from the general population, the new facility has a building dedicated for quarantine.
It's a healthier place for the animals to stay and a healthier...
Annette Lagunas, director of operations, walks through the new campus.
But you can see all of these buildings, we're just kind of walking in front of them, and I like it because it kind of looks like a little farmhouse type of setting as you walk down this main corridor in between the two buildings. But
Lagunas is walking between four barn-shaped buildings that are full of kennels that allow dogs to go indoors and outdoors. The Humane Society calls the new location more efficient, and Lagunas is sure the animals will be more comfortable too.
You know, if they want to go outside, they can go sit out there. Once the sun hits that portion of their kennel, they'll be out there sunbathing, so it'll be really nice. In addition to that, at our current facility, every single animal has to be walked outside. We clean their kennel, squeegee it, try and dry it the best we can, put them back inside, and then go clean where they were outside before the next animal. Well, with this system, we'll be able to put the dog straight outside, shut the guillotine door, clean, bring them right back into their kennel, feed them or whatever it is they do in the mornings, and then clean the outside. So the amount of time it takes us to clean these kennels is going to be reduced drastically. That'll be a very nice feature.
In addition to better kennels, HSOY's new campus on County 12th Street near Avenue 5E will feature a glassed-in kitten room, life rooms where cats can see the outdoors, and an improved spay-neuter clinic where they can accommodate 70 surgeries a day. For KAWC News, I'm Michelle Faust.